It has been 12 long years since the stars of softball played in the Olympic Games. Now the best players in the world will have to wait another year before they can go for gold. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online anytime for all the info you need to give and support the show remotely at WWIB.com. Team USA had already booked passage to Tokyo for the 2020 Summer Olympics before the games were postponed because of the Corona pandemic. Ali Aguilar, the former All-American infielder with the Washington Huskies, is on Team USA, and she joins me on Sports and Commentary today. So, Ali, welcome to the show. I'm sure there's a deep sense of disappointment with the Olympics postponed for you, at, you know, for a year here. But perhaps on the flip side, there is a sense of relief. I mean, the unknown aspects of this silent killer and, you know, perhaps being exposed to it yourself there at the Summer Games. What say you?
Yeah, I think it was just a crazy situation. We were actually in Seattle when everything ended up happening, and at that time that was like the epicenter of everything, you know, the coronavirus and all of that. So just a lot of heightened emotions, and we got sent back. But I think the biggest thing was, like, we were just hoping that we could still have the opportunity to play, because there was talk about cancellation of the Olympics. And so I think when we heard postponement, we were actually, at least for me, I was excited that it was still going to be there. But I think it's upsetting, and we were getting closer and closer. We were on tour playing a lot of games. But I think just being able to know that we are going to get to play next year is still exciting for us, and we just have another year to be able to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're up there, Seattle, ready to play your alma mater, the University of Washington, in an exhibition game or two, and then the whole thing is shut down. That had to be kind of a supersized bummer for you.
I know. I was so excited. We were back on campus. It was so awesome to be back. It's always awesome to be able to be in Seattle. So I was super excited. I think the fans and everyone were super excited. But obviously our health is way more important than that. But I was so close to being able to play. So hopefully I get to go back there on tour next year and we get to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of memories did being back on campus at UW conjure up for you?
Those 4 years were probably the most impactful, just on my, you know, career, also in my faith, growing, you know, the first time I'm away from home. So just a lot of emotions, but that place is just a really special place in my heart. So
mm-hmm. Let's expand on what you just said. You commented that your Christian life was transformed while you were there. Tell me what happened.
I think the, like, most defining thing was my freshman year, just being away from home, homesick, dealing with a lot of, like, you know, I want to be able to be in the starting lineup, and just a lot of pressures, like, and things like that. I went through my freshman year, and so I really turned to God to be able to, like, be my identity versus, you know, all these circumstances, these pressures that I'm going through, and just getting involved with the ministry there on campus and things like that just really helped my faith grow during that time.
Outstanding. And you really changed as well as a ball player, didn't you, up there?
Yeah. So I was like a slap hitter, which is like, you know, it's kind of like you use your speed to get on base and stuff like that. Before I went there, I wasn't really much of a power hitter, but after spending time, a lot of extra work, and her, like, believing in me and showing me I can be this power hitter as well as slap hitter, is what I think I developed into the most, is just being able to not just hit singles but be able to hit home runs. So I would say that was, like, the biggest thing she helped me with while I was there.
Yeah, Heather Tarr, the coach at UW, nationally known, well-respected softball coach, So, Allie, when this, you know, stay-at-home stuff, orders are rescinded and the curtain comes up here, even though you can't play in the Olympics this summer, what's ahead for you softball-wise?
Yeah, this year I'm thinking about playing in the National Pro Fast Pitch League, depending on whether that opens up, but I think that will be my focus for the summer, so that will be separate from USA Softball, and I'll just get to play in the Pro League. It's pretty small, but there are a few teams still in it, so I'm thinking about that to get my skills, you know, keep my skills up, and then after that, we would join USA and have some training camps in the fall, and then the tour, hopefully, in the spring leading up to the Olympics next year.
Yeah, well, this won't be your first professional softball stint, if that takes place, because you've already played pro ball, including professional softball in Japan, the site of next year's Olympics. So we'll talk about that experience, how popular softball is in that country, and more about this game and your faith, Allie. But we're out of the allotted time space for the show today. So can I ask you to come back next time? Would that be all right?
Absolutely. I will do that.
All right. Sounds good.